KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's mostly clear, and we have 37 degrees, looking for it to be partly cloudy to cloudy today with a high of 45. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. Well, there'll be a new face on the Atlantic City Council come January 1st. Grace Garrett narrowly defeated incumbent Dana Halder for the at-large seat on the council. Final tally was 517 votes for Garrett, 509 for Halder. The Atlantic Community School District will have a familiar face on the school board. Incumbent Jenny Williams received 690 votes Tuesday to secure her reelection. Joining her is Nicholas Hunt, who received 942 votes, and Laura McLean, who garnered 589 votes. Hunt and McLean will replace Dr. Keith Swanson and Allison Bruckner, who opted not to run for re-election. Elsewhere in Cass County, Kevin Littleton and Pat Castle won the two open seats on the Oneida City Council. Carmen Sorensen won re-election to the Griswold City Council, where two open seats will be filled by write-ins. Russell Hansen was elected mayor of Lewis, and Public Measure DG in Lewis, which changes the makeup of the library board, passed by a vote of 63 to 10. In Marnie, where there were five open seats on the city council and six candidates, Mark Opbrook, Wayne Priester, and Jericho Schmidt were the top vote getters. And the mayors of Messina and Wyota will be determined by write-in vote. It's not clear when those results will be announced, probably sometime today. In any regard, all results are unofficial until canvassed by the Cass County Board of Supervisors. The results are posted online at KJAN.com and through our social media pages. Well, in Adair County, the election results last night show in some of the contested races. City of Fontenelle, mayor was elected Mary Sturdy Martin. She received 70 votes, Ryan Cooper 47. At the Fontenelle City Council, there were three seats open, and the winners were James Campbell with 94 votes, Dixie Dukes with 95 votes, and John Huddleston with 71 votes. City of Greenfield, they had a race for mayor, and Jimmy Schultz won that easily with 370 votes to Ron Smith's 22. The Greenfield City Council, there were two seats open on their city council and three candidates, and the winners were Rod McMorrin with 332 votes and Joshua Nelson with 247. In Adams County, taking a look at some of the contested races from there. Actually, it's to tell you about the Villisca Public Measure B in Villisca. That was a 10-year pebble renewal at 67 cents per $1,000 property valuation beginning on June 30th, 2021, and a pebble surtax on individual tax returns beginning in December of 2020. That public measure passed by a vote of 19 to 4. Also in the city of Prescott, the mayor was Teresa West. She had 27 votes, but there were 44 write-in votes. And unless that changes, the West will be the mayor of Prescott. And in Audubon County, the city of Exira, council at large, where there are three seats open and four candidates. Your winners last night were Robert Sorensen with 92 votes, Mark A. Paulson with 81, and Clark Borkowski, an incumbent, with 81 votes. City of Kimbleton, mayor was won by Glenn Hoig with 51 votes. Millett Shores, the incumbent, received just 29. City Council at large in Kimbleton, they had two open seats, and your winners were with 49 votes, Carol Hartvigson and Peggy Mortensen with 39. Elsewhere in the news, last week, the public speaking class at Iowa Western Community College in Atlanta conducted a food drive for the Atlantic Food Pantry. A drop-off box was located in the college atrium and in the parking lot last Wednesday for drive-up donations. Event organizer Leanne Wolf Dawson reports the grocery cart was loaned to the class by the Atlantic Hy-Vee. And donated to the Atlantic Food Pantry among the items was 9 boxes of cereal, 7 boxes of macaroni and cheese, 5 boxes of hamburger helper, 4 corn muffin mixes, 4 packages of pasta side dishes, 3 boxes of pasta, 3 jars of pasta sauce, and much, much more. In addition, generous community members put spare change and cash in a glass jar, and they raised $123 for the Atlantic Food Pantry as well. Wolf Dawson and the public speaking class thank you for giving so that they could help the people who are hungry in our community. In the funeral announcements, Christy Boyson, age 61, of Atlantic, died October 31st. A celebration of life memorial service for Christy Boyson will be today at 10:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Sandra Malberg, age 74, of Woodbine, died Friday. A mass of Christian burial for Sandra Malberg will be today at 10:30 at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Marie Poole, age 104, of Orient, died Friday at the Greenfield Rehab and Healthcare Center. Funeral services for Marie Poole will be today at 10:30 at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Alvy Bald, age 87, of Audubon, died Saturday at his home. Funeral services for Alvy Bald will be today at 11 o'clock at St. John's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Janet Job Kunze, age 73, of Lewis, died Sunday. A celebration of life memorial service for Janet Job Kunze will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the United Congregational Methodist Church in Lewis. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Betty Parrott, age 91, of Greenfield, died Saturday. Celebration of life services for Betty Parrott will be Friday at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Tommy Thud Young, age 60, of Exira, died Saturday. Funeral services for Tommy Young will be this coming Saturday at 10 o'clock at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Paul Leroy Jensen, age 79, of Harlan, died Tuesday. A massive Christian burial for Paul Jensen will be on Saturday at 10:30 at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Charlie Hahn, age 94, of Greenfield, died Saturday. Private family graveside services for Charlie Hahn will be held in the Greenfield Cemetery with full military rites. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Mark Darrow, age 61, of Lewis, died Saturday. Services for Mark Darrow are pending at Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Helen Schimbaum, age 97, of Atlantic and formerly of Wyota, died Monday at the Heritage House. Services for Helen Schimbaum are pending at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.